This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held delegation-level talks with President of UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, at his official residence in New Delhi. During the meeting, several agreements were signed in the fields of defence, space, energy, supercomputing and food safety between India and UAE. Briefing media about the outcomes of the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, agreements were signed for strategic defence partnership and joint initiatives on space infrastructure development and its commercialization. Mr. Misri said agreement was also inked for UAE's participation in the development of special investment region at Dholera in Gujarat.
A letter of intent was signed on the UAE's participation in the development of special investment region in Dholera in Gujarat. This is a mega partnership initiative that will look at the establishment of an international airport, a pilot training school, an MRO facility, a greenfield port, a smart urban township, as well as projects related to railway connectivity and energy infrastructure.
The Foreign Secretary said India and UAE have agreed for establishment of a supercomputing cluster in India. He said both sides have also agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. The two leaders agreed to continue cooperation within the framework of the Financial Action Task Force to counter terror financing and strengthen anti-money laundering efforts. The International Monetary Fund has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage points to 7.3%. In the World Economic Outlook update, IMF said, upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal. Meanwhile, the IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-27, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging markets and developing economies. It said global growth projected to hold steady at 3.3% in 2026, supported by easing trade tensions, accommodative financial conditions, and a surge in investment linked to technology, particularly artificial intelligence. IMF said inflation in India is expected to go back to near target levels after a marked decline in 2025. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project is witnessing steady progress with the installation of overhead electrification mast advancing along the corridor. Mr. Vaishnav, in a social media post, said that development marks an important step towards enabling electric traction for the country's first high-speed rail system and reflects consistent on-ground execution under the Make in India initiative. Earlier, the minister informed that India has achieved a record electronics exports of $47 billion last year. He said around $30 billion came from the production-linked incentive-driven smartphone exports. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen is set to become the new national president of the party. BJP's National Returning Officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, announced that only Mr. Naveen's name was proposed for the post of BJP National President. However, the formal announcement on his election as the new national president will be made tomorrow. Dr. Lakshman said all 37 sets of nomination papers were received in favor of Nitin Naveen for the post of national president. Supreme Court has raised concerns over exorbitant rise in airfares during festivals. The apex court said it would interfere with the unpredictable fluctuations in airfares. Hearing a PIL, the court termed the exorbitant rise of airfares by airlines as exploitation and asked the centre and the DGCA to file their replies. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for dense fog conditions tomorrow at isolated places over Delhi, Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab. Meanwhile, AQI in Delhi NCR remains in the severe category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.